Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks, and yes, I am running just a tad behind. You have to forgive me today. We have had such a great, great morning, and I mean that. I have an accountability group that I meet with every morning, and today we had a young man that was there with us. He was just back in town. He's trying to get married, trying to find out, you know, is this the woman that I'm supposed to be with? And he's in his 20s, and watching him reminds me of my own sons and what they've gone through trying to find the spouse that they're supposed to be married to. And when I see this stuff, it's like, man, this is all about communication again. And that's what I was sharing with them today. I said, you know, this is all what's in John's book. And I said, even though John writes his book more from a business mindset, everyone communicates, few connect, I said the principles that are in this book would also work for you in your relationships, on learning about this young woman's father and understanding him and learning how to connect with him. And it just made me realize most of the time we don't do this. We don't take time to connect. And in chapter 7 here today, connectors do the difficult work of keeping it simple. See, in the long run, it's all about simplicity. And man, I have a hard time with this sometimes. I used to write long ad copy. I used to try to sound articulate whenever I was out there speaking with people. And then I looked back at the people that I've grown to admire as oracles, from Ronald Reagan, Art Williams, John Maxwell, Andy Stanley, all these guys. And they don't focus on getting their words right. They don't focus on the syntax of the sentence and all that good stuff. What they do is they take a straightforward approach. They speak from the heart. They get it out there. And I thought, wow, this is so, so true. John opens up this chapter talking about how he was being interviewed on a television talk show, and the host held up a couple of his books and said, I've read these, John, and they're so simple. But John said, by the tone of his voice, his body language, he knew that that wasn't a compliment. But here was a straightforward answer that John Maxwell gave. He said, that's true. The principles in my book are simple to understand, but they're not always simple to apply. And I thought, you know, that's it. Whether it's John's book, Dondi Scamacci, whether it's Tom Hopps, or even one of our technical guys that we talk about, like Eric Qualman, it isn't simple. I mean, it is simple, but it's not simple to apply, because we don't want to go do that. We don't work at what we need to work on. We try to sound smarter, better, more intelligent. I think this goes back to what Tom Hopp talks about in halftime, or timeout rather, is the fact that between the ages of 0 and 18, we get a lot of our ideologies. We get a lot of those limiting beliefs in our body, and it just doesn't work. John puts it this way, and I think this is so good. He says, I think a lot of people believe that if an individual, especially an author or a speaker, bombard them with a lot of complex information or writes using big words in a style that is dense and difficult to understand, then he or she somehow are intelligent and credible. And I started looking at that, and I thought, man, that is, he's got a great point there. I've got some gentlemen that I just love to read that are very articulate, but they're very intellectual. All the books they write come from a historical spiritual value, what they call apologetics in the Christian community, and it's basically the defense of why you believe what you believe. And I'll read them, and I don't understand a lick of what they're saying, but they're fun to read, and it takes me a long time. And then I go back and I'll read something from Aristotle, and it's so easy to understand. You know, and it's like, man, I can see what John's talking about in this book. And he uses an example in here. He says, John Beckley, who wrote The Power of the Little Words and is a former editor in Newsweek, says this: the emphasis in education is rarely placed on communicating ideals simply and clearly. Instead, we encourage the use of more complicated words and sentence structures to show our learning or our literacy. instead of teaching us to communicate as clearly as possible, our schools in England teach us how to fog things up. It even implants a fear that if we don't make our writings complicated enough, we'll be considered uneducated. I see that in America, too. Folks, I'd rather be seen as an uneducated person that connects with people than the smartest person in my niche that nobody wants to listen to. And I think if you're serious about building relationships, if you're serious about connecting with people on your team, connecting with your customers at your store, going out there and connecting on a sales presentation, that you'll do it from the heart. It's not about memorizing and reciting a rogue script or anything like that. Matter of fact, that's one of the things that just irks me about sales trainings in general, is that they don't understand that every sale is either made or it's not made based on the connection that that person has with the other person at a heart level. It's called trust. It's called rapport. It's called building something on common ground. And most of the time, we don't do that. John's got a little thing. Almost every page or every other page, there's a little box with the thoughty moment. And it says here, the measure of a great teacher isn't in what he or she knows, but in what the students know. And I take that to heart, whether I'm trying to train my kids, a Sunday school teacher, whether it's one of the boards that I sit on, whether it's a radio show, whether it's just a one-on-one conversation. When that conversation is over, I want to know that the student is closer to becoming the teacher, closer to becoming the leader. You can write this down, because I took this away from this page. Making things simple is a skill, and it is a necessity. If you want to connect with people when you're communicating, then you've got to make it simple. Folks, that is so true right there. You have to be looking at that. John has what he calls the four H's that he and Charles Witzel, his writer, use in everything that they do. John, I've seen do this, time and time again on stage. The four H's are like this. Number one H is humor. You want to say something that will make people laugh. And that is so true. The heart. You want something that will captivate people's emotions. Hope. You want something that's going to inspire people and help. You want something that will assist people in a tangible way. In marketing, we call it the call to action. You know, you want them to go ahead and follow through because you know you can add value to their life. Those four simple things. If you got nothing else from the book but that right there would help you connect with people. Now, you know, let's go back for a second for what John calls this book. Everyone communicates, few connect. Because here comes the humor. These I'm trying to think how I can say this. I don't want to say this in Maxwell's words. When you go overseas, here in America, we always have signs that will be in English, and then they'll be in Spanish or Chinese or Japanese or French or German or something, depending on where you're at. Well, John uses, because he travels internationally so much, he's written down some signs that they've seen. One was a dry cleaner in Bangkok, and the sign in English underneath it said, "Drop your trousers here for the best results." And if we saw that in America, we would be dying. Another one was a hotel brochure that he saw. It says, this hotel is renowned for its peace and solitude. In fact, crowds from all over the world flock here to enjoy this solitude. Kind of an oxymoron. Or here in Athens, he says, in a hotel in Athens, visitors are expected to complain at the offices between 9 and 11 a.m. daily. Makes you want to stay there. In a laundromat in Rome, it said, ladies, leave your clothes here and spend the afternoon having a good time. This is hilarious. Here's one in Hong Kong. Ladies may have a fit upstairs. You see how everybody can communicate, but very few people can connect? See, that's the kicker that we all must think about. John says it this way. Write this down. This is what he calls his 3S strategy. And guys, I've been stealing Maxwell's stuff for years. I hope it's made me a better communicator. I know that it's allowed me to connect with people. His 3S strategy is keep it simple, say it slowly, and have a smile. See, that's the key. That's what we've got to focus on. I want you to get out a piece of paper if you haven't done it already. We're gonna really get into some meat and potatoes on simplicity. This is what John calls the art of simplicity. This is what today is a very simple lesson. It's a very simple takeaway, but it makes the difference. See, the one thing that I've learned over the last few weeks, actually the last month and a half, as I've dug in to change myself at 46 years old once again, to go to a different level, to add value into other people's lives, I've had to dig back inside myself. I started doing this with Tom Hopp's book last month, Time Out, Winning Strategies to Play a Bigger Game in Life. It meant so much to me that I've connected at a heart level with Tom. I've asked him for some personal mentoring, asked him to help me grow, asked him to help me to be a better father, husband, business person, because I want to add value. I want people that are surrounded by me to feel like they've gained something, because I never know how much longer I have on this earth, and I want to make sure I don't die a hero, that I die leaving a legacy for other people. The first thing on the art of simplicity is talk to people, not above them. Folks, I've got one of the greatest preachers on earth, and he doesn't have a big seminary degree and all that. He's a former druggie, fish head, surfer, that just decided one day that he's going to turn his life over to God and preach. He talks to people, not above people. John writes this: a lot of people feel that the way a speaker or a leader conveys complex ideas without making the effort to make them clear and simple is what causes people to draw away. And I've seen this in network marketing specifically. When a company or a team starts to see massive attrition, it's all due to the fact that the company, founders, leaders, or the field team is not connecting with people in a simplistic way. They're not getting the message across. See, if you start to focus on simplicity, you start focused on talking to people, not above people, all of a sudden, you're going to find out that people are asking you more questions, that people feel like you're giving them value. John writes this: as my sentences got smaller, my congregation started to grow. This was back when he was still preaching, before he got into speaking and training and mentoring leaders worldwide. He says, the direct and simple approach is usually best in all forms of communication. I remember listening to Art Williams, one of the few billionaires in network marketing, would get up on stage and talk about those dadgum whole life insurance policies. He'd talk about they ain't got heart. All these words that you're taught not to use, but it was just him talking his southern Georgia way. And he connected with people. See, when you talk from the heart, you talk to people, not at people. John shares a story in here from Janet George, and I think it's great. It says, Janet wrote that after accepting a different position at work, she began training the lady who was to take her old job. She says, I showed her the form that I'd created for communicating with the field offices, Janet said. The lady says, it sounds like it was written on an elementary reading level. She said it with a contemptuous tone. I will be rewriting it in a more adult-sounding communication. Janet didn't see her for a few months, but when she did, the lady confided in her that her new form had been too hard for the field to understand, and she'd gone back to the old simplistic form. Greater complexity is never the answer in communication if you have a desire to connect. See, the heart is very simple. The heart doesn't need complexity. The brain sometimes does, but at a heart level, it doesn't. I was watching a romance movie the other night. As you guys know, I'm married to a romance writer. I watch a lot of these movies on Hallmark. And I saw this couple sitting there, and you could see in the lady's eyes that she was looking for romance. She was looking for a husband that would connect at the heart level. And out of the mouth of this very successful lawyer, MBA type, he says, "You know, you're getting old, and this is just a perfect time politically for you to marry me. And together we can go out there and we can dominate and we can really do something together." And she goes, "Are you proposing?" He goes, "Well, you know, that it's not about a fairy tale romance or anything like that. It's about what's really right now." Very logical, very cold, very callous. Guess what? He did not connect at the heart level. At the end of the movie, she married a very successful chef, a very crafty, artistic, romantic kind of guy. Fairy tale ending, of course. But when you think about this, this is the way all relationships are. This is the way we connect. If you go into a business presentation and all you do is talk about you and your company and your product or your service, and you don't know anything about that other person, you don't take time to know about their business, you haven't studied their industry, that person's going to know you're nothing more than a begging salesman that probably isn't making any money. It's sad. Number two, get to the point. Plain and simple, get to the point. John tells a humorous story here. He says, "A woman getting ready to leave the doctor's office gave the physician a very inquisitive glance. The doctor caught that and said, 'Is there something the matter?' 'I'm not sure,' answered the woman. 'I arrived 5 minutes early for my appointment. You took me in right away. You spent a lot of time with me. I understood every word of your instructions, and I can even read your prescription. Are you really a doctor?'" Now think about that. How many other people in your life is that way? I get that way with attorneys. Attorneys will be talking, and they use all these legalese, and I'll say, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa. I know you got a degree in that, but look, I'm on the outside. I need to know the bottom line. Can I do this or can I not do that?" "Oh, well, here's what you can do." See, that's just crazy, but that's what we want. John tells another story in here about a preacher. And on the way out the door on a Sunday, one of his parishioners said, "Man, you are smarter than Einstein." The preacher was kind of taken back, but thanked the man and was appreciative. But all week long, he kept thinking, what's he mean by that? Was that a compliment? Was it something else? You know, what was the deal? So the next week, he asked the man, "Hey, what do you mean by I was smarter than Einstein?" He said, "Well, when Einstein spoke, 10 people in the room would understand him. Everybody else was confused. When you speak, nobody understands you. Everybody's confused." See, the preacher was preaching at them. He wasn't talking to them. He wasn't getting to the point. We have to get to the point. Winston Churchill, which John he just admires this man. So do I. Winston Churchill wrote the series, History of the English-Speaking Language. It's phenomenal. He's a great oracle. John writes in here, Winston Churchill once said to a colleague, he is one of those oracles who, before he gets up, does not know what he's going to say, when he's speaking, does not know what he's saying, and when he sits down, doesn't know what he said. Think about that. How many times have you heard speakers like that? See, if you want to connect, you got to get right to the point. That's the way it works. Plain and simple, nothing major, nothing bad, just straight to the point. Number three, this is great, and in marketing you have to do this too. Say it over and over and over again. If you want your point to be driven home in the heart, then you have to say it, not just once, but twice, three times, maybe up to 16, 17 times. How come you think you got to do this with your kids? No different in the real world. Say it in different manners. Understand, some people are auditory, some people are visual, some people are kinesthetic. You want to say it, you want to use it, but you want to keep it to the same point. That's the key here. That's so important. The CEO of IDEX Pharmaceuticals, William Rastetter, says it this way. The first time you say something, it's heard. The second time, it's recognized. And the third time, it's learned. Very simple, but very straightforward. When you actually analyze that, that's the key. John writes it this way. If you want to be an effective communicator, You have to be willing to keep emphasizing the point. One of the things that I do on my blog, and people haven't got this yet, is I try to emphasize that I'm an advocate. Sometime today, I will put out the most controversial video. I thought I'd get it done yesterday, but I didn't. But today it goes up. Today it will change, I hope, the way distributors actually look at people. But what I really hope more than that is it will finally get people to understand my role as an advocate. My role as a connector in network marketing has nothing to do with hurting people, with slamming companies, with a hidden agenda. See, too many times, because people haven't connected, because people have hidden agendas, other people have got these shells up that they think, oh my gosh. See, you can't do that. And that segues right directly into number four. Say it clearly. When you have something to say and you don't want misunderstanding, then you just better say it boldly and bluntly, because people will get it. Some people will understand it and appreciate it. Other people will understand it and they won't want to hang out with you anymore. But at the end of the day, it's about connecting and changing people's lives. Those lives that you're trying to change may be some people that you haven't connected with. You may have to go back to the beginning of this book and realize, hey, I need to use the 101% rule. I need to find 1% in that person's life that I can agree on. One thing in that person's business, one thing with my manager, and then I need to give it 100% of my effort. That's wild. John writes in here. This came from one of his mentors, John Blair. He said, have an understanding so there won't be misunderstanding. John says, in other words, you must be able to see something clearly in your mind before you say it clearly with your mouth. Anytime people cannot articulate an idea well, it is a sure sign they don't possess a good enough understanding of it. Man, that is so true. This is another takeaway. Write this down. In the end, people are persuaded not by what we say, but what they understand. My goal in my next video is to get people to totally understand where I'm coming from. Not where the network marketing industry is coming from, not where a specific business is coming from, but where I'm coming from. Because I think in today's economic world, there's way too much pain financially. And people need to understand a few things. And they need to understand that when they vent their anger, it shouldn't be towards people. It should be towards the situation. We need to make more friends, not enemies, as we move forward. There needs to understand people get hurt by our words. Our words can change a person's life. In recent history, we've seen, and this is so good on what John's talking about, in recent years, in recent months, internet allow people to manipulate and connect with fragile people's hearts and then break those people down to where they've ended up committing suicide, and that's something that we never want to happen. Number five, say less. Folks, less is more. John talks about his pizza speech, and maybe we all need to have a pizza speech. Here's what he says. My pizza speech is this. If I don't deliver in less than 30 minutes, you don't have to pay me. And John will always make enough adjustments that no matter how much time or less time he has on stage, he's done. He tells a story in here, and I'm going to make this quick because we're getting at the end of the show. He tells a story about he'd been at a golf benefit. Everybody had been playing all day. It had been great. And then they sat down for dinner, and then they had this big, long ceremony, and everybody got their awards. And then they said, John Maxwell is getting up here to talk on leadership. John said, as I look around the room, I could see people squirming because they were tired. They'd been a long day. They were emotionally drained. He goes, I got up on stage. I smiled at my audience. I said, you know, we've been here all day. We all had a great time. I'm going to make this short and sweet. Folks, here's what I have to say about leadership, and I want you to take this home tonight. Everything rises and falls on leadership. He thanked the audience, he got down, and he sat down. There was a little bit of a stunned silence in the room, and then everybody got up and gave him a standing ovation. That's connecting with people. Little simple, but that's what it's about. One of my other mentors in a legacy is Ronald Reagan. And if you guys have ever listened or read Peggy Noonan and everything that she did, she was his speechwriter, one of his best ones. She makes it very clear, Ronald Reagan never wanted just to keep talking. He wanted to talk, he wanted to get to the point, he wanted to make sure people could have their questions answered, and then he wanted to be done because he wanted them to get the message out. Folks, that's what it's all about right there. If you're going to connect with people, you've got to get it out. John says this. Actually, John didn't say it, but he wrote it in the book. It came from Winston Churchill again. All the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. Matter of fact, write this down. All the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word. I'm going to give you the word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope. And broadly speaking, the short words are the best, and the old words, best of all. Folks, listen to me. At the end of the day, it's not a how much you know. It's how much you care. When your audience, when your team, when your boss, when the people under you understand how much you care, then they'll want to know how much you know. If you truly want to connect, you need to learn the art of keeping it simple. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about connectors create an experience everyone enjoys. Man, that's huge. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. Be back here with us tomorrow. Radio for your mind, 9 a.m. I'll see you at the top. Bye now.